taking things for granted. How often do we do it? Yeah, 5 days last weekend, over last weekend and early through this week, I was reminded that I just do take things for granted. You see, at my unit complex, we had a major water leak. And it turned out that the water pipes needed to be completely rerouted. So they were underground, but they needed to be completely put through a different way because there was just too many problems to fix. So that meant that the water had to be turned off. For 5 days, I had only small periods of water. Those were the periods when I quickly gathered my jugs or whatever I needed to and got water. I had water in the sink so I could wash my hands, and I just didn't realise how important it is that, or how special it is to be able to go and turn on a tap and get water. And it reminded me that I take these things and many other things for granted. Do you know that there are 785 million people across the world that do not have access to clean drinking water? And every day, 800 children die from dirty water. Women and girls carry water for an estimated 200 million hours each day. And on average, they walk 6 kilometres for water every day. Around 60% of the world's population has no toilet at home, or they have one that doesn't safely manage human waste. And 2%, 150 million of the world's population are homeless, and 20% lack adequate housing. You know, it was only because my water was turned off that I actually went to look for some of these facts. And I've determined that this Christmas, I usually give an extra gift somewhere to somebody, and this year I'm going to give it to World Vision or somebody to put some water somewhere, maybe dig a well or something. And that was because of the water being turned off. It shouldn't take that for me to be grateful, for me to have an attitude of gratitude. I need to develop more of that. I've realised in my life. And one of the reasons that I asked you this morning to write 10 things to be grateful for was because I believe that we need to, as people of God, develop an attitude of gratitude. Too much grumbling, not enough attitude of gratitude. As we heard before, amazement, awe and wonder are the key components of human happiness. So what do we take for granted? Many things. But this morning I thought about Christmas. Christmas is approaching again. You know, I used to love Christmas. It was my favourite time of the year. I remember it was very special. My dad made Christmas very special for me and my mum. And I always look forward to Christmas. Couldn't wait. It was a really special family time. I guess that as times changed and my boys have grown up and my marriage broke up and my parents have now passed on, that Christmas doesn't quite hold the same special feel that it used to. In fact, I hear so many people say that Christmas is just too commercialised now, that we should have it biannually rather than annually, that somehow it's lost its magic. It's just not the same anymore. Well, it made me think, why is that the case? Why are we thinking these things about one of the most special times of the year? Maybe it's because that central figure has been pushed aside. The central figure has been overlooked, devalued, even forgotten. Hallelujah. Yes, Dale, have you got those pictures up there? You'll see a few pictures of the nativity scene as depicted by different people as I continue. Unfortunately, the central figure there, Jesus in the manger, has often been replaced by many other distractions. What? We have to get the best decorations up. We rush out to buy the most expensive gifts because the more expensive it is, the more it says, I love you. Isn't that what they tell us? We need to go to all those Christmas breakups and parties. We get sucked into watching all those soppy movies, Christmas romances and reunions. We sing songs about white boomers and red-nosed reindeers, and we race to take kids to see the jolly old white-bearded man of the moment. Ho, ho, ho. And of course, we can't forget the elf on the shelf. I'm not saying that any of those things are wrong or that they don't hold something dear and special to people. But that's not what Christmas is all about. The spotlight has shifted from this beautiful scene. It's no longer on that precious little baby that was born as a special gift to the world. Do you know what I believe? I believe we've lost the amazement, the wonder, and the awe of Emmanuel, God with us.
Hallelujah.
Yet, it is the most amazing reality that God came to be with us. What is it? Oh, he'll be right. He's just part of nature. If he comes down on top of me, I'll jump, don't worry. Scream and all those things. The message that God with us, Emmanuel, God with us, it's still the same message. It hasn't changed, but maybe we have. Maybe we don't have that same amazement, wonder and awe as we look on this scene. And I'm praying that this year that will come back for you. Let's listen to what the shepherds heard that night. In a field near Bethlehem, shepherds were watching over their flocks, and suddenly an angel of the Lord appeared in radiant splendor before them, lighting up the field with the blazing glory of God. And the shepherds were terrified, but the angel reassured them, saying, "Don't be afraid, for I have come to bring you good news, the most joyous news the world has ever heard. And it is for everyone, everywhere. For today in Bethlehem, a rescuer was born for you. He is the Lord Yahweh, the Messiah. You will recognize him by this miraculous sign. You will find a baby wrapped in strips of cloth and lying in the feeding trough." All at once in the night sky, a vast number of glorious angels appeared, the very armies of heaven. And they all praised God, singing, "Glory to God in the highest realms of heaven, for there is peace and a good hope given to the sons and daughters of men." Can you imagine that sky? Lit with all of the realms of heaven, singing, "Glory to God in the highest." That was some bright spotlight on that little baby lying in an animal's feed trough. And boy, it was some great news. The most joyous news ever. A saviour, a rescuer had come to bring peace and hope. I don't know about you, but everywhere I look, I see people in need of rescuing. I see sad, lonely, hurting, confused, angry people living in a world that offers very little peace and rapidly fading hope. This Christmas, we need to turn the spotlight back on this baby, God's Son, who alone offers us hope. We do not need to take for granted what Jesus means for us. We sometimes do because we come to church all the time. We hear it, we think about it. But we cannot take this for granted. What did Jesus do for us? Amazing things that he did for us. Because of Jesus, we can have a relationship with God. We read Hebrews before. We can actually have a personal connection with the awesome God. Remember in the old days, when the days of the law, God's people, they had to meet him in only one special place. It was either the mountain or later on the temple. And God came, they couldn't go and see God. They weren't allowed to. They couldn't approach him. If they came within the boundary of God, they would die. God was hidden in a cloud. And he came with thunder and lightning and a trumpet blast. It terrified them. They were afraid. We don't have to be like that anymore. We no longer have to go to a physical place to experience the presence of God. You can worship Him anywhere. Anywhere. And you don't have to be afraid of God. And Jesus is the one who made this possible, because He died on the cross for you and me. You are made holy and acceptable to God. And as Hebrews told us, you can now come boldly and confidently before your Father God. You can approach Him, touch Him, speak to Him. And why? Because Jesus offers forgiveness of sin. No longer do the priests have to atone for sin by offering a sacrificial lamb. It had to happen over and over and over again. Their sacrifices were never finished, never complete. It was only the blood of Jesus, that perfect, sinless offering that could take away your sin and my sin. He alone was the only perfect sacrifice. And not just forgiveness of sin, but we have freedom from the power of sin. This is an important thing, the power of sin, to have a grip on your life. Under the old law, God's people continued to be bound by sin. They couldn't escape it. It's like they had this sin which was tied to their legs and pulling them back. Every single time they made a new start, they'd be pulled back. They continued to worship idols, to give themselves to all manner of sexual sin. If you read in scriptures, they cheated the poor, they exploited them. They were unjust and materialistic. And their worship of God was false and empty. And because of that, God rained a heavy judgment upon them. And we know that they were exiled and scattered to the winds. They could not be free of the power of sin and the guilt of sin. But now we know this. God has forgiven those of us who are united with Christ Jesus. God will never say that you are guilty. If you belong to Jesus Christ, God's Spirit has given you a new life. God's Spirit rules in your life and He has made you free. Sin and death no longer have authority over you. Sin and death no longer have authority over you. Isn't that amazing? And that's because of Jesus. And because of Jesus, holiness is now possible. Through the sacrifice of Jesus, we have now the gift of the Holy Spirit who comes to live within us. God's Spirit is alive and active within us. A Holy Spirit is a help, a companion for our whole life. Do you know, under the old law, those old people that I talked about before, there weren't many that ever heard from God. There was only a chosen few that heard from God. So those people had to rely on the teaching of others. They had to rely on others for their direction, for their teaching. Unfortunately, those voices were often drowned out by the voices of the world. The voices of the world for those people were more powerful. And as I said before, they kept being lured back into idol worship. They were seduced by wealth and by the powerful nations around them. You know, as I've prepared this, I felt more and more grateful to God that I live now in this new order, this new covenant. I have the Spirit, and the Spirit will lead us into all truth. And guess what? The truth will set you free. The truth will set you free. If you're not feeling free this morning, then ask God to, by the power of His Spirit, to show you the truth. The Spirit leads us into truth. We have a direction and a purpose for our life. We're not wandering around in some desert for 40 years or more. We now have a direction and a purpose. And through the Spirit, we know how to live our lives. We have the virtues of Christ, of God in our lives. Love, joy, peace, hope, kindness, gentleness, self-control. And we have that wonderful hope of eternal life. We know that one day we will be with Jesus and there will be an end to all of this suffering that we endure on earth. those people who lived in the old covenant, where was their hope? Where was their purpose in life? They followed rule after rule and they never quite hit the mark. They were doomed to fail. But we are not doomed to fail. We have victory in Jesus. We have happiness, peace, and rest. There were not many years of peace for God's people back then. But Jesus said, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest." So this Christmas, as we look upon the manger scene, as we look upon even this picture of those shepherds kneeling and worshipping, may we come with amazement, wonder, and awe, and remind ourselves of what Jesus has done for us. May we not take things for granted. May this Christmas be different for us. Because without Jesus, we would not have a personal relationship with God. We would not experience the forgiveness and freedom from sin. We would not have the Holy Spirit to guide us. There would be no lasting, enduring hope, no real happiness, peace, or rest. They are amazing things to be in awe of. So let's celebrate. Let's marvel that Jesus is here. These things are ours. Let's not take them for granted. Hallelujah. Let us determine to put Christ back into Christmas. Hallelujah. Let us turn the spotlight on Jesus and let us be filled with amazement, wonder, and awe that God came and God spoke. Peace on earth. God is with us. And the God who spoke still speaks. The God who came still comes. This is the true miracle of Christmas. Emmanuel, God is with us.
Hallelujah.
Praise be to God.
Hallelujah.